You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
This works now as it should, because sometimes it was not working. The other day, this is Faye speaking, and it is Sunday, the 20th May, 2018, in Middle Europe, 21:00 in the evening, and there I see Seneca is going on green light. So he will join us any moment. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. Ah, there he comes. Hi, Seneca.
Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, okay. It was a very nice day today here, at least. And it was the whole day in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't do anything for Fakeopedia. And you?
Yeah, it was fine too. There was a lot of outside.
Cool. I don't know if we are waiting for someone concretely, Dave. I don't see at the moment online.
Yeah, he said he couldn't come.
Okay. Cool. So, shall we start?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. I don't know if you had a chance to take a look at this list, which I had the job to separate. Okay, and what do you think? Is that a model we can work with?
Yeah, I think I have some comments, but I think we can work with that. I could put some comments in the document, and then.
Yes, I saw that someone had edited, but I cannot see because maybe I don't know just how, but I could not see what the difference was. So there are so many data, so I couldn't see it just by viewing it. But I guess that is what you thought were correct to change or something.
Yeah, maybe what was me. I added a column, and then in that column I put a few comments.
Now I see it. Okay. Yeah. I'll let you tell it. On the main list or on all of the sheets?
The main and another one too.
Okay. Why can't I find it? Maybe there is not in every row some comment. That's why I cannot find it. Now I see it. You have marked, for example, Holodomor. What is that? Joseph Stalin, the population in No Psyop? Georges Lemaître, Big Bang Theory Discourse. Is that your...
Yeah.
Ah, cool, okay. You know, I did it very fast, and actually I thought it is better if we have, let's say, 80% correct, and we start with that and update it afterwards, because for many I am myself not sure, you know, in which category they should go.
Maybe we can. I haven't finished my comments. Maybe we can do it another time. But I was just one idea I had. So you've put some deaths of some celebrities you put on the you've put it in the entertainment list,
yes.
like David Bowie and mm-hmm. so I was just thinking maybe, just an idea, that we just make a list with all the deaths that we find suspicious from famous persons.
Because the DCP, as we call them, death of celebrity.
Yeah, DCPs.
Okay, yeah.
But just because sometimes it's not clear if it's somebody's entertainment or political. Like Schwarzenegger, for example, if he dies.
Schwarzenegger.
He's Bohem. But you can think about it. It's
a stupid accident.
Yeah, but I don't think he's dead already. But,
Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, he's a little bit dead already, that's right.
Okay.
Not really dead.
No.
Okay. No, I agree with that. You know, the problem with his term entertainment, as we have established it in the Wikipedia, is twofold. One is it something is done for entertainment in the society.
Uh-huh.
Could be, for example, also of dark content, you know, a mystery or scary stuff, you know, that's also entertainment. It's produced
yeah.
for some reasons. And the other one is just something happens and it is in the branch of entertainment. So it's good. Your proposal is, I think, very helpful if we separate the DCPs. So we would have, then we would not only have entertainment persons, we would have every DCP from all types of psyops, also politicals, etc. Okay.
But maybe we can go to the following topic on.
Yes, that's true.
On the discussion list.
I have one question though for the still we have there. As we agreed, we thought we will make a various list with what is not actually in one of the other lists. And then we have something like discourse.
Yeah.
And there are only three entries, and one of them is medical scare, and the other one is also DCP, death of Stephen Hawking. And the other one is a whole separate category, actually, environment, anthropological global warming or anthropogenic global warming.
Yeah.
And I would propose that we eliminate this sheet and put these three entries that we have under DCP and various for the moment, so that we don't have a whole list only for two entries. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
If we have later, you know, more of the type that is in the category, we can create a new sublist with environment or with, with this, yeah, okay. So you would
agree. Another idea is to group everything about science. It's like global warming, it's...
Yeah, it is already grouped. The categories are worked out quite well. It's not, you know, it's developing all the time. There is the highest category is science, and then it has subcategories. It has there are many subcategories. It's not only one, so that we would create now a separate list out of it. For example, we have space fakery and the new cokes that is in space science. Then there is, let me go to the categories. Have you found how to view the categories on the Wikipedia?
Sorry?
On the Wikipedia, you can go to the special pages. And then click on categories. There you can find always which categories do we have at all.
Oh, yeah.
And how are they subordinated, or how is that called?
That's interesting, yeah.
and it changes sometimes. We create one because we don't know better, and then later we realize, oh, it's not so helpful, we have to change it. But for the moment we have, let me see, science.
Can you tell me again where do you find this list?
On the main page, on the entry page of the Fecopedia,
yeah.
On the left side, there is a word, special pages.
Left side.
Left side, there are two.
Oh, yeah. Mine is in Dutch, so. It's
yours is in German?
No, Dutch, it's translated.
Dutch. Ah, okay.
But I found it. Special page, and then...
And then categories, that's the second block, I think.
Yeah.
And so, in the beginning there are all the numbers, that is the
all the dates.
Entries by date, that's very important, so that...
Yeah.
And, but if you go to science, P-S-I-E-N-E-E, then you see there are already subcategories, for example, archaeology, psyops, science, hustlers, nuclear science, nuke, space fakery, and here would be also medical and other, I don't know what we will have later.
Yeah.
I don't think we have at the moment so much that we would, you know, make a whole separate list for those three or four entries that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we can do it later, no problem. But, yeah, so you agree that we do the three we have in the other thing? Who is going to do that?
I can do it when I comment the other... just in the document,
Yes, I find it also good if you do it, because... First of all, you don't know the most of the entries, so you have a chance to take a look at them.
Yeah.
And to put also your own notes, etc. May I give you one tip? I don't know how good you are at Excel. If you work directly on the Google Sheet, you have to wait always till it saves. Saves automatically, you cannot influence it, and it saves very, very slow, and you don't have also all the features of Excel, so if you're going to work on it, my tip would be to download it and then to re-upload it when you're finished.
Okay, yeah.
It's much easier to work on Excel outside of
it.
Okay, cool. This is the same discussion as the previous. We just continue, so you have the lead.
There's a little crisis here. Arrived.
Will you come back? Shall I wait?
Yeah, if you want, maybe 10 minutes. Or...
Yeah, cool. Okay, I will stay here. Yeah. Maybe I speak a little bit about the Fecopedia or.
Yeah.
Okay. See you. Bye bye.
See you.
Yeah, I think I will just try to make use of this time. I'm waiting for Seneca to come back. There is a little underage co-human beings crisis in his place, but he will come back when the crises are managed or something. And I think, we are talking today about the Fecopedia, and I thought it would be a good idea to... inform the others that have not yet heard about the Fecopedia. This project started in December, if I'm right. I think in the mid of December 2017. And in the beginning, we were two. It was Gaia and me. Some others also said they were interested, but they were not so much active in that time, so it was mainly Gaia and me that were working on it, and we had to produce all this, let's say, methods of organizing this material that has been produced. And it was quite interesting, the first period. It is still interesting, I must say. Now it becomes more interesting because we have some kind of basis. If you go to the Wikipedia, you can search a little bit around and you will see that it is not exactly as, let's say, lexica are organized or encyclopedias or such, because we have concrete thematic areas that we are working with. One of the biggest topics, of course, is the 9/11 research that is also featured in the front page. And the 9/11 research has several sub-pages and subtopics. The main page is featuring September Clues at the Clues Forum research about 9/11. So it is mainly a reorganizing of the material that September Clues and Clues Forum have produced already. There is nothing new, but it is presented with another structure. The Vixim report is also a very important part of that field of research. Here Hoi Polloi has written personally the page that is under the title 9/11 Vixim Report. And I have only added some the structure previously and afterwards from the text of Hoi, using also only original text from the Clues Forum, and namely from Simon Schack and others who participated. There are also some new research topics concerning 9/11, which are not from the Clues Forum, which is new, let's say, material. Not new for 9/11, there is nothing new, but new ideas to research. There is a 9/11 narrative analysis, 9/11 controlled opposition. And then there is a project of Cahem and Sociello that is ongoing, a 9/11 analysis of witness accounts, and a projected research, 9/11 hoax management, that's all in progress. This is one big field of the Wikipedia, and it is open, of course, to add other types of research which have to do with 9/11. Then the, let's say, core of the Wikipedia, because it has to do with the actual with the time of now that we are in, is the presentation of research about PSYOPs. And to enter these entries that are in the Wikipedia, one goes over the list of PSYOPs that is also featured on the front page. And that's exactly what we are discussing now with Seneca. And we started also last week. We had now two discussions, and today is the third one. And Dave J was participating also in the previous two discussions, and today he cannot join us. But this is the topic that we have to clear somehow, because the list of PSYOPs contains all the entries that were previously on the webpage phycologist.com as an Excel sheet. These entries were collected, I think, by many of the phycologists, and the idea to create that list was from Unreal several years ago, if I'm right. So this is one part that we have put into this list of PSYOPs, but we have, of course, added continuously such that were not already in the list of Unreal and phycologist.com, and new events. And that's now really interesting if one goes to that list and sees that since the beginning of the Wikipedia, That was December 2017, as I said. Don't remember the exact date now. But there have been so many PSYOPs already. It's really insane. What do we have here? The Las Vegas shooting was in October. There were no Wikipedia then. And then there was Manhattan truck attack, Thornton shooting, and in November, Sutherland Springs church shooting. November, disappearance of San Juan submarine. Yeah, I remember that vaguely. Then December, that was just in the first or second day when we started the Wikipedia, was the pipe bombing in New York City. Then 10 days later, the Melbourne car attack. Then there was this BBS, the bizarre billionaire story with the Beaver seaplane crash in Sydney. Then another plane crash and another plane crash. Many plane crashes, really. They are all in a specialized list on the Wikipedia. Then February, the Parkland school shooting. Then in March, Central Michigan University shooting. Later, Austin serial bombings. Then the Skripal poisoning, the death of Stephen Hawking, Yakutsk golden shower plane, Adrian Lamo death, Facebook Cambridge Analytica data scandal, TREP hostage crisis in France, Kemerovo mall fire, YouTube headquarters shooting, Humboldt Broncos bus crash, Toronto van attack, and Paris knife attack. That was just 10 days ago. So there is, if the structure is there for these events, we obviously work more intense with the material, maybe, or it motivates to work on the material. Yes, that was a small presentation about this list of the several deceptive events that we tried to archive there, not only the events themselves, but also the research that has been done. And one of the reasons of that is that, for example, on fakeologist.com, there are many, I don't know, really many, many pages of research, especially about the hoax management of several PSYOPs, starting with 9/11, that is a continuous saga of victim research, etc. And it is not possible to find it there because it is not integrated in some bigger structure so that you can be led from a question that you have to this kind of information. But I hope that with this work that we are doing there, that we can integrate much of that produced research from fakeologist.com, from Clues Forum, and others that are participating themselves in the fakeologist surroundings and create research. Yes, and that is what we were discussing previously with Seneca at the other day, also with Dave J., that this list of PSYOPs, we are going to split it now because it has become too big and too few differentiated. So now we are going to differentiate it even more. Till now we had the sublist Space Fakery, the sublist New Cokes, and the sublist of Plane Crashes. And they have become really big already. Let me go to one of those. Space Fakery, for example. Yeah, the Space Fakery is structured as NASA, Soviet Space Program, and other agencies. Then it has planetary missions, satellites, space telescopes, exoplanets, asteroids, pictures of Earth. It is quite informative. So if one wants to know about Space Fakery, I think it is a good start to go to the Wikipedia and to have an overview. It is not, I don't know the right word, but it does not contain everything that could go under this categorization, but it is also in the beginning. I hope it becomes even more informative. Yes, so these three sublists are there already, and now we have decided to create three more sublists. One would be the death of celebrity persons, the DCP. This will contain all the suspicious deaths of celebrity persons of every branch. They will be all together there under that categorization. Then we have one list agreed upon that will be technology as psyops events, or as remarkable events which are in the context of bigger psyops. This is, for example, the launching of Facebook, YouTube, or the first broadcast of BBC was there in 1922. Yeah, even if we cannot really say that this is now a psyop, the launching date, it's just a way to have also important info about that topic. Yes, and the other one is then the Varios, where there are events or historical stories, cannot say it better, of which we are not sure if we want to undertake that research now at the moment, but they are suspicious somehow, so they are already in that list. For example, let's take the First Crusade in 1095-99. These are big alleged historical events, but they should be somewhere, but we decided now to take them to a separate list so that we have on the main list of psyops those events that we are really sure that constitute psyops. Okay. Yes, and I would like to repeat once more that this project is not just collecting material, because it offers so many possibilities to cooperate and to research that are not competitive to, let's say, Clues Forum or Ecologist or any other website that undertakes. There are people that have their own websites, or they produce videos. Let's say John Le Bon, who produces his own material, and still it is interesting also for him, because this is another type of work. Everyone has to discover what possibilities this has, but I find it really very interesting and with much potential for the future also. We will see how it develops. And now I'm taking also a break, because I don't have something else to say at the moment. I'm waiting for Seneca, and see you. Okay, I have to inform you now that Seneca is not going to rejoin, because he cannot leave the situation where he is in now. So if anybody would like to chat, I will be around for a while. And otherwise, have a good night.
This is 12x14 Nikon. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.